emerging for the cause of Christ, and that the people who are involved in this movement, well, I believe many of them are sincere. They really believe what they're doing is important to win the world to Jesus. But they may well be part of the problem rather than the solution. In pointing people to the true Jesus, because they are embracing teachings that are not scriptural. This church, emerging church, is attracting believers based on an attraction to the experience, not scripture. Now I'm going to simply present to you some sources documenting what we would call the emerging church, which is difficult to do because it is so wide and varied. So by no means am I going to completely define what the emerging church is, but I'll do the best that I can through simple statements made by individuals who have written books or made statements. Here's a book entitled The Great Worship Awakening: Singing a New Song in the Postmodern World by Rob Redman. Here's the back cover. Catch the new wave of worship, relevance, and revival. Well, by the way, there have been numerous waves, at least in my short lifetime as a Christian in 25 years. You know, these waves, they come and they go. And then another wave will come. That is a wave of, oh, God is doing something new. We need to get on the wave. And then that wave comes and it sweeps in and, well, it catches more and more people into teachings that are not scriptural. And then another wave comes and it comes in a little further and then it goes out. And more people get involved. Well, there's a tsunami coming. It's going to sweep the world. And it seems that it's very close. Well, here it is. Catch the new wave. Rob Redman is my most reliable guide in what's going on in the worship awakening. He understands how new worship expressions are shaped by youth culture, charismatic approach, church growth movement, and much more. His use of solid historical and theological resources is surpassing and delightful. I've been looking forward to this book for several years, and I'm glad he's finally done it. Statement on the back of the book. Now, here are two quotes. Page 129. Liturgical churches, particularly Episcopalian, Roman Catholic, and Eastern Orthodox, report increasing interest in traditional liturgical worship among many adults. That's what's happening. Page 197. A common approach to the worship awakening among Protestant churches is to create a blended service combining older and newer liturgical elements and musical styles. Page 197. Here's a book entitled Future Church, Jim L. Wilson, subtitled Ministry in a Post-Seeker Age, forward by Selin Morgenthaler. Back cover of the book. Embracing the emerging church, culture in the arriving post-Christian age. The world has more than changed. In fact, the world as is known for generations is ending, and from its ashes a new world is rising in. All sociologists, futurists, theologians, and academicians agree, but the shape of this postmodern world is still being formed. The clay of the post-seeker generation is still soft, yet to be completely hardened by cynicism. Communities of believers who are especially equipped are being birthed across the nation and the world. Church leaders, having seen the decline of the seeker generation, are embracing the future and are planting the seeds for the future church. Jim L. Wilson, himself on the front line of this new generation of the church leaders, introduces you to this new movement and profiles the leaders whose vision is leading them to throw off the chains of conventional modernity to once again become all things to all men, to save some. Future churches neither criticize culture nor adapt to it. Future churches leverage culture to the gospel's advantage. Future churches offer 7 critical fulcrum points the church must locate in order to remain effective in the postmodern, post-seeker, post-Christian age. And then at the bottom, an endorsement by Rick Warren, Jim captures the heart of the postmodern worship as he looks ahead to where local church ministry is going, not where it's been. You see, we live in this period of time where people are looking for new methods in order to grow churches. Here's a book entitled Soul Tsunami, Leonard Sweet, page 34. God is birthing the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of the church. God is calling you to midwife the birth. Are you going to show up? Page 420. A spiritual tsunami has hit postmodern culture. This wave will build without breaking for decades to come. The wave is this. People want to know God. They want less to know about religion than to know God. People want to experience the beyond and the within. Postmoderns want something more than new products. They want new experiences, especially new experiences of the divine. Another book, Experiential Worship, Rob Roglin. From the introduction of the book, Western Christianity went to sleep in a modern world governed by the gods of reason and observation. It is awakening in a postmodern world open to revelation and hungry for experience. It is one thing to talk about God, it's quite another thing to experience God. Another book, Unlearning Church, Michael Slaughter with Warren Bird. Page 38, 39. In the seeker age, the church tried to make its teachings and its service more user-friendly and practical and accessible, and to market them to the unchurched. In the post-seeker age, future churches are not as concerned with marketing services for unbelievers or entertaining believers as they are, as in ushering people, believers and unbelievers alike, into the presence of God. Intentionally, they do not water down their teachings or ratchet down the intensity of the service to make it more appealing to unbelievers. And you will note on the front cover of this one, a picture of Orthodox Church. Here's a classic. It's called Emerging Church, Dan Kimball. Subtitled, Vintage Christianity for New Generations. The back cover of Dan Kimball's book, The Seeker-Sensitive Movement revolutionized the way we did church and introduced countless baby boomers to Jesus. Yet trends show that today's post-Christian generations are not responding like the generations before them. As we enter a new cultural era, what do worship services look like that are connecting with the hearts of the emerging generations? How do preaching, leadership, evangelism, spiritual formation, and most of all, how do we even think of church need to change? And in Dan Kimball's book, these statements, page 13 and 14. I believe with all my heart this discussion about the fast-changing culture and the emerging church must take place. While many of us have been preparing sermons and keeping busy with the internal affairs of our churches, something alarming has been happening on the outside. What was once a Christian nation with a Judeo-Christian worldview is quickly becoming a post-Christian, unchurched, unreached nation. New generations are arising all around us without any Christian influence. So we must rethink virtually everything we are doing in our ministries. In Dan Kimball's book, he has, well, at least half of the book deals with these major headings. Page 127, overcoming the fear of multisensory worship and teaching. Page 133, creating a sacred space for vintage worship. Page 143, expecting the spiritual. Page 155, creating experiential multisensory worship gatherings. And page 171, becoming storytellers again.